It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. A new exhibit at the New Museum presents the first comprehensive survey of Swiss artist Pippolati Rist. Rist is primarily a video artist who makes immersive works of art that also show how video technology has changed over her three-decade-long career. And with us now, of course, is WNYC's art critic, Deborah Solomon. Deborah, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So I think even before we start, her name, Pippolati, that's not her real name, right?
Pippolati? How did you know? Actually, she did give herself the name Pippolati, not at birth, obviously, but later on. She named herself after Pippi Longstocking.
The childhood character?
Exactly. The children's book heroine who can lift cars and is supposedly the strongest girl in the world.
Okay, now Rist is a video artist who does really large projections. The New Museum has dedicated three floors to her work. So what's it like when you step into the first floor of the exhibit? I'm assuming it must be very dramatic.
Well, the show is arranged chronologically. It starts with her earlier work. Early in this case is the 1990s, and one of the early pieces, Ever Is Over All, is the title, is one you should know. It shows 4 minutes of footage of a young woman walking down a street in her blue dress and Wizard of Oz red shoes, and she is carrying a flower. She looks very feminine, but suddenly she smashes a car window.
Oh, wow.
With her flower and continues walking down the street and passes a policewoman who smiles at her conspiratorially. And it's long been considered a video that obviously celebrates female transgression and empowerment and rebellion. What's interesting is that in her new music video, Beyoncé appropriated that gesture. She pays tribute to Pippolati Rist and makes a video in which she, too, smashes a car window.
Now, Rist has been making videos since the 1980s. Has she influenced the art form?
Well, what's interesting is that video art originally came out of television. It wasn't influenced by painting or sculpture primarily. It really came out of TV and pop culture. And what's so interesting now is that a video artist like Pippolati is influencing pop culture. When we see the Beyoncé video, we realize how influential she has become. So in a way, we've come full circle.
So, Deborah, what else will we see in this exhibit?
Well, what's really fascinating to me, as I realized going through this show, is that when Pippolati smashed that car window, she wasn't just destroying property. She smashed a window, which, of course, is a symbol of painting. And throughout her career, she keeps changing the screen. In this show, for instance, we're not just looking at videos on a TV screen. She is projecting all over the place. She projects on the floor. She projects on the ceiling. She projects onto a forest of hanging pixels. And believe it or not, Richard, she actually projects onto mounds of female underwear.
Okay.
So she's trying to fuse technology, feminist content, in one fell and very colorful swoop.
So it sounds beautiful, but is there something that we get to take away from it? What's it all about?
Well, it does give you the chance to lie in bed. Literally, there are beds on the fourth floor.
Literally.
Okay. You lie in bed and you look up at the ceiling on the fourth floor, where she has two screens in the shape of ponds. And we feel like we are looking up from the bottom of Monet's water lily pond. Hmm. We see fronds floating on the surface and shafts of sunlight piercing the water. It's very pretty. On the other hand, you could say she is not a critic of technology. She brings an almost rhapsodic view to technology. And I would say that's a weakness of her work. It's rapturous. It's all-embracing. And she's not really interested in stepping back and looking at the darker side of technology. But I think this show definitely makes the best possible argument on behalf of her work. And besides serving Pippolati well, it also serves video art well, because you may not realize that there is a history to video art. We know there's a history to painting and sculpture. We study it in school in art history, but video is so new. Nobody ever thought to make a timeline, and this show does it beautifully.
Okay, to check it out, Pippolati Rist, Pixel Forest, is now at the New Museum through January 15th. Deborah Solomon is WNYC's art critic and the author of several books on American art. Deborah, thanks.
Thank you, Richard.
Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Oh, love, they don't love you like I love you. Oh, down, they don't love you like I love you. Something don't feel right, because it ain't right, especially coming up after midnight. I smell your secrets, and I'm not too perfect to ever feel this worthless. How did it come down to this? Scrolling through your call list. I don't want to lose.